The Black Swan, Disc 2.
Education in a taxicab. I will introduce the third element of the triplet, the curse of learning, as follows. I closely watched my grandfather, who was Minister of Defense and later Minister of the Interior and Deputy Prime Minister in the early days of the war, before the fading of his political role. In spite of his position, he did not seem to know what was going to happen any more than did his driver, Mikhail. But unlike my grandfather, Mikhail used to repeat, "God knows," as his main commentary on events, transferring the task of understanding higher up. I noticed that very intelligent and informed persons were at no advantage over cab drivers in their predictions. But there was a crucial difference. Cab drivers did not believe that they understood as much as learned people. Really, they were not the experts, and they knew it. Nobody knew anything. But elite thinkers thought they knew more than the rest, because they were elite thinkers. And if you're a member of the elite, you automatically know more than the non-elite. It is not just knowledge, but information that can be of dubious value. It came to my notice that almost everybody was acquainted with current events in their smallest details. The overlap between newspapers was so large that you would get less and less information the more you read. Yet everyone was so eager to become familiar with every fact that they read every freshly printed document and listened to every radio station as if the great answer was going to be revealed to them in the next bulletin. People became encyclopedias of who had met with whom, and which politician said what to which other politician, and with what tone of voice. Was he more friendly than usual? Yet to no avail.